Good morning, Dr. Schnee, dictating a 12-lead EKG on Celeste Goslin on 6/25/24. Mrs. Goslin performed a 12-lead EKG. Appeared the patient's in a normal sinus rhythm period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T wave is normal. The paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Garth Edwards. This goes to Dr. Newsom. 6/25/24, Mr. Edwards performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. With moderate impairment of flow rates, period, the air velocity index was greater than 1, period, the ratio of FPF 25-75 over FPC was greater than 0, was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement compared to a prior study dated 5/26/22. There's been some deterioration, period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Without a bronchospastic component showing progression. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Blair Byron. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 6/25/24. Mr. Byron performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, a rumor saturation was 97% period. Patient paused several times due to a dyspnea and pain in his legs. However, he did not desaturate, period. He did walk 214 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Brown. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. 6/25/24, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Now scratch this interpretation, it's not correct. Next is pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Catone. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 6/25/24, Mrs. Catone performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10/24/23, there's been improvement, period, of paragraph compression. Current study is now normal, showing improvement compared to the prior study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 6/25/24, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. With minimal impairment of flow rates, period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FPC was less than 0.8, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/21/24. There's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Johnson. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/25/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted. Period compared to a prior study dated 7/12/23, there's been no change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on James R. Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 6/25/24, Mr. Floyd performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. and the forced glenoid capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 3/19/24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph progression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change period. Thank you.